Fiona Kelly is here again with what it says in your morning papers.
Parties should take results as a warning against complacency. That's a headline of the lead editorial in today's Irish Independent as it reflects on the results of Friday's election. In common with the Irish Times and Irish Examiner, the paper leads with the pressure Simon Harris is now under to call an early general election. In its lead editorial, meanwhile, the Times suggests that despite their protestations, it would be astonishing if the government parties were not seriously considering an earlier election, which on the basis of the weekend's figures offers them the tantalising possibility of another term in office. The word disastrous is widely used in the coverage of Sinn Féin's local election performance on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star. The Mail runs with the line that the party faces an agonising 72-hour wait to learn if that trend is replicated in the European election results. Jennifer Carroll McNeill's remark on News Talk over the weekend that the only Sinn Féin person having a good day is Jonathan Dowdall in Portlaoise Prison, who stuck his house on the market for €800,000, receives coverage in the Star and Mirror. The Irish Sun is the only paper in the Republic not leading today with the election. In a story dubbed as exclusive, John Kearns reports that the Kinahans have left Dubai and are now thought to be living in Iran. The resignation of an election agent who works for independent unionist Alex Easton over controversy surrounding his posts on social media generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The Irish News gives coverage today to a criminal investigation into two former anti-corruption PSNI officers over claims of misconduct in public office, misuse of funds and false accounting. Elsewhere this morning, my brilliant husband, Dr. Michael Mosley, so very nearly made it. That's the caption, alongside a picture of the much-loved health expert and television personality and his wife, Dr. Claire Bailey, following his death in Greece. The funeral of this year's Super Garden winner John Dooley, which took place in his hometown of Castledermot in County Kildare on Saturday following his sudden death last week, also received some coverage today. Returning to the election, there are lots of pictures that tell you everything you need to know about the results in today's papers. The Times runs with the shot of a very sombre-looking Mary Lou MacDonald arriving with a little fanfare at the RDS. Fergal Phillips has a picture taken at the same Cowan Centre in the Independent of Regina Doherty embracing Taoiseach Simon Harris, who is sporting a restrained but coy grin. And there's nothing coy about the picture of Sean Martin in the Examiner being hoisted in the air in Cork's City Hall as his brother Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin shakes his hand after he got re-elected. And another image carried in lots of today's papers is of a jubilant Jackie Healy-Ray with his father Michael after he got elected in Kerry. But finally, the best smile of the day is in Leon Farrell's picture on the back of today's Examiner. Wheelchair user Sky Grogan is pictured wearing a pink dress and matching pink ribbon at the Jack and Jill Family Day in Palmerston House in Kildare. Although Garda Niamh Caplice from the Mounted Unit features in the picture, Sky only has eyes for her horse, who we're told is called Bradoin.
Fiona, thank you.